Do you ever feel that there is more to life than what you're experiencing, but don't know how to get there?
At the heart of each of us is a desire to find meaning and purpose. However, many of us don't know where to begin.
Welcome to the Transform Your Life podcast. I'm your host, Steve Chua.
And I'm Pete Cofarcio. This show will teach you to be confident in your identity and embrace powerful mindsets so that you can fulfill your destiny and life purpose.
We're excited to take you on a journey to transform your life
so that you can transform your world. Welcome to the Transform Your Life podcast with Steve and Pete. I'm Coach Pete.
And I'm Coach Steve. Good to see you, Pete. How are you?
Good. Steve, it's been a little bit, and I would love to hear the highlights of your trip and tell everyone about it.
Well, I've just got back from Hong Kong, so if I'm sounding a little tired today, I'm still a little jet lagged, but hey, nothing will stop me from being on this podcast with you, Pete. No, it was a great trip. You know what the funny thing is? Over COVID, my clientele doubled in size. I had quite a number from Hong Kong, and this was actually the first time I met a number of them in person. Okay. And it's so funny because you only see the from chest up normally on a Zoom call.
Yes.
Okay. So you're not quite sure. So half of them were much taller than I ever imagined. And the other half was, oh, you're really small. But anyway, it was fun. And it was just great to actually do coaching in person. There's a different kind of atmosphere, energy
really
when
is.
You do that. But
yeah.
Not that Zoom is bad, but it was really great to actually get some extended times with my clients and just see transformation take place. It's great.
Yeah, Steve, I think a lot of people can relate to that, like the first time you meet after Zoom. The other thing is if people wear glasses a lot on their Zoom call and then you meet them in person, they're not wearing them. Like, who are you?
Oh, yeah. Hey, we have a mutual friend, Craig Muster. And he's one of our coaches from the Inside Out group that we talk about. And I remember meeting him for the first time because I thought he was the same height as me. When I looked at him, he was like 6'6" or something.
He's really tall. Yep.
All I could say was, you're really tall.
Well, see, anyway. What is the transformation tip this week?
Oh, our transformation tip is from good old Oscar Wilde. And he said, be yourself. Everyone else is already taken. It's be yourself. Everyone else is already taken. And that's really a great quote as we get into the season of covering various talents in the Clifton Strengths Assessments. And we want to help you again gain self-awareness and confidence on how you're wired so that you can make the best impact to transform your world. Yeah. And so if you haven't taken that Gallup Clifton Strength Assessment yet, Pete and I, we think it's great. We think you should take it. But if you don't, that's okay. You're going to get a lot out of these episodes. And we are on this current series on relationship building strengths. And that quote from Oscar Wilde is a great lead in because this week's talent is individualization.
Yeah, that's a mouthful. Individualization. Yeah. And with this particular talent, Steve, it's my number two talent out of all 34. It's really high for me. And for you, I see it demonstrated in you, but it's more middle of the pack.
Mm-hmm.
For you, it's number 15. So the Gallup definition of this is people exceptionally talented in the individualization theme are intrigued with the unique qualities of each person. They have a gift for figuring out how different people can work together productively. So that's the definition. What does that look like? How does that play out? You're going to focus on the unique qualities among individuals, like just naturally, you'll just zoom right in on that. And you probably, if you have this talent, you're probably impatient or you don't like generalizations or pigeonholes. Like, oh, everybody, from the ethnic group, they all are like this. And an individualization person will break out in hives. Like, no way, everybody's unique. You know, they might have some common things, but everybody's unique. They have an innate ability. They can just read people really easily. And then once they read them, it's not just to judge them. They'll cater their approach. They'll change the way they deal with that person based on the clues that they're picking up, just on the fly, happens really fast. It's not uncommon if you have this talent for other people every once in a while to be really surprised how well you understand them, even if you were just talking for a couple minutes, like, how did you know that? And I do this if I feel safe. It's almost like a party game, but I'll ask somebody two questions and I'll start telling them all these things because I pick them up as a coach and actually even from StrengthsFinder. But yeah, those are some of the qualities. But if we were going to boil it down to one phrase, Steve, we'd say, you've heard one size fits all. Mm-hmm. Individualization. One size does not fit all. We need different sizes for each person.
And that's why, you know, Pete, you and I as coaches, we're not one of these programmatic type coaches where we try to fit everybody into a program. We have a belief in the uniqueness of individuals, right? And the intrinsic needs of someone who's an individualization type person, they want to customize things. They want to take the opportunity to make it unique to that individual. I know that's what we do. You know, recently we put a lot of our coaches in the Inside Out group that we're part of, and to provide individual coaching for different members of an organization. And what I loved, what one of the chief executives of the group said that their coach catered to him in a way that he has never received in any other type of consultation, coaching, or whatever. It was almost like it was tailor-made for him and he didn't know it. And I thought that was exactly what we were looking for.
Yeah. See, I love that, Steve. I have when I coach a client, I do an intake, like an assessment form, and I ask them, hey, what approaches turn you on or turn you off? And I can't tell you the number of people that write like canned programs. They don't want that, right? They mm-hmm. want somebody who understands. And just even this week, I had a client. I asked her at the end of our session, I do this every time, what'd you find most valuable today? And she said, you really understand me. You really get me. So
That's so good.
Yeah. So that's individualization. We get energized when we do this. We love to do it. But a couple other things, you know, we talk about, when we unpackage these strengths, we talk about something called intrinsic needs. Mm. So what do I need for this talent to show up or even for myself? What's the need I have for myself? So you just mentioned one, which was, you know, the opportunity to customize for people. But also we ourselves, if you're high in customer, we have to be appreciated and valued for our uniqueness. Mm. Okay. We carry that. And I can totally attest to this. I've mentioned many times on the podcast, I'm from a very large family. There's 8 kids. I have, you know, 7 siblings, 8 kids in my family within a 12-year time span. And, you know, going through the school system, first day of school, they'd take attendance and they'd say, another Cafarcio. You know, you'd hear that almost every time. And I think what that leads to is almost a reaction against that. Like, no, I'm unique and I'm going to prove it. And it's funny because almost everybody in my family, all my siblings, we all probably have this stronger sense of individual identity because you kind of had to mm-hmm. to stand out. And then the third, you know, if you play this out, the other thing, when you have the right heart about this is, hey, I love to help people get into their zone. Not only can I read you, not only can I see how you're wired, but I want to help you get into your zone, your talent zone. What do you do best?
Yeah.
And that became, for me, that's why I became a coach. And especially about a quarter of my practice is career transition, helping people find the right career fit based on who they are. Yeah. So yeah, that's how it works.
It's kind of reminding me, you know, when I was in high school, like you, Pete, you know, I often share the story of comparing myself to my brothers who are both really academic and always being kind of compared to them, which was obviously not a great thing. And so almost out of rebellion, sometimes you look for that uniqueness, right? And for me, they weren't athletic, so I just went into athletics and did everything sporty or whatever. But then I think once you begin to find your own uniqueness, sometimes the wound you have is the wound that you heal. Okay. In other words, you go after those who you see in the same situations and wanting to make sure that they're not going through what you went through, you know, and that's why sometimes I think we have a sensitivity, especially in that individualization thing, that you don't want people to be labeled or to be seen a certain way. And I think I can see out of my past how some of that individualization is kind of emerges out of me.
Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome. I've also heard it said your mess becomes your message.
Yep. That's right.
So, yeah. Well, Steve, like with all the strengths that we talk about, we also talk about what happens if you overplay these, right? Then we call these blind spots. We talk about blind spots a lot on this podcast. I'll tell you, Steve, my executive clients want to hear this stuff. They lean into it. They're like, please, because it causes problems. And so they want to be aware of those. So each talent can have some associated blind spots potentially. And the first one with individualization, I'm kind of chuckling because I do this. You often know more about other people than they know about you. And first of all, that can make people feel a little creepy because you can read them really fast. But you know, because you pay attention to people's wants and desires and needs, you might be a really good gift giver, or you know, you just know the right place to take them out to eat or whatever. And if they don't reciprocate that back, like they bought you a gift, like why on earth would you think I'd want this? You could feel offended, like why didn't you pay attention? Well, understand you are exceptionally good at this and not everyone carries that talent. So you kind of have to actually give you a practical, just tell them what you want. don't make them guess. It's not because they don't love you. It's just, they don't have this talent. So just tell them and just realize, you know, don't judge people. Like, you're unique and come to grips with that, like that you're better at this than other people by nature.
That's why I bought you the teapot, you know, for Christmas.
You did. You did. A year and a half ago. Yeah, I got a teapot from Stephen Barb because he knows I like tea. So
you spend there attention. You go.
Another blind spot potentially is you might put the individual needs in your group ahead of what might be best. Okay. And when you do that, it could look like favoritism or bias. Like you're making exceptions for people. You're customizing too much. Sometimes you have to just treat the group, as a herd and move them forward. So you can't customize all the time.
Yeah. Especially, you know, in individualization, you can be very compassionate or merciful to certain people.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Without you realizing you're causing other people to get jealous. And that's part of that situation. I remember because I want people to be included, right?
Oh, yeah,
and
included.
So
yeah,
uh-huh. In that included gift with the individualization, you were trying to bring a kind of a lost sheep into the fold. And the other problem is that the rest of the fold stop going bah, you know, they start making that noise back. So you do have to be careful. You've got to sometimes see the bigger picture in these situations.
Like in that same vein, Steve, if you do it too much in a group setting, you can just make things too complicated.
Yeah.
Right. If you try to cater to everyone's desires, it just can get really, really complicated.
Guilty as charged, Dave Pete. I'm like the family coordinator for big family reunions.
Ooh, you poor man.
Yeah, no. I have this thing. I love coordinating, right? But then all of a sudden you realize that this person needs that. And okay, I can do that. This person needs that. Yes, I can do that. And next thing you know, there's a dozen things that people need and you don't even know how it's all going to put together. And really, when some people just need to conform rather than be customized, does that make sense? And so you actually create greater problems because you can't always deliver. It creates even greater problems because you've overpromised and underdelivered.
You're herding cats.
Yes, you are. Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, here's a couple of practical tips. If you know someone who does have this strength, and actually what I'm going to share now is probably a bit on a company or like a work setting. But you might find other applications. But these people would be really good on a selection committee, or if you're interviewing some folks, they'll read them very quickly and they know how to identify how is that person wired. If you're having trouble or conflict with a coworker, if you ask someone with individualization to help you, we're not talking about gossip and we're not talking asking them to triangulate, but just to talk it out with them, they can usually help you understand the other person's style and why they're reacting that certain way. And getting that understanding sometimes can really go a long way in the way you process it. And then thirdly, this talent will supercharge some of the other talents. Like we talked about developer already, right? Well, if you have developer and individualization, boy, you're going to be a really targeted kind of mentor to help grow someone. We'll look at learner later on. This oftentimes learners can teach well. And if you have individualization and the ability to teach, you're going to be able to customize your teaching approach to really help someone connect. And then we'll talk about another one. It's called Woo, which is about networking and being outgoing and making connections. You get that with individualization and they make really good salespeople because they know how to read their prospect and cater the message, customize the message to fit with what the prospect needs to hear.
So I have a question for you, Pete. You know, you're a number two here in Strength Finders. Mm-hmm. So how do you see it best played out in your life?
Well, you know, I'm going to just pick that very, very last one. I was in sales for a while. And I'm going to tell you, I hated selling what in sales lingo, we'd say selling widgets, like the same thing over and over again. I hated it. I was in business development for partnerships because I loved to take a consultative approach, customize everything and make it fit like what I had to offer, fit with what the client we really wanted, make exceptions all the time. And I would unnecessarily complicate things sometimes, but yeah, that was certainly one way. And then of course it's once I realized I had this, that's another reason that I leaned into coaching now is as this stage of my life.
Yeah. So having done like Strength Finders and knowing that this is such a high number, number two, right? Mm-hmm. What does that do for you in your confidence or in situations? How does that activate itself?
Yeah, a good question. I think a couple of things. One is when I realized I was really high in it, it helped me lower my expectations of other people to also be high in it. Mm. And then I also had to kind of tone things back because I could freak people out because I could read them really fast and say things that were super accurate. And I just realized like not everybody can do that. Right. And it's like, it feels like an invasion of privacy. Like
too fast, right?
Yeah, exactly. And then on the flip side, it helped me understand, like I used to think I was, like too self-centered because I preferred to be treated like an individual. Mm-hmm. And then until I realized like, you know what? I broker in individual, you know, characteristics. I give it out, but I expect it back. And I just got a lot more comfortable in my own skin that way too.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and I want to be, you know, if people say you're unique, I can't fit you in a box. I'm like, good. And go struggle with that for a while because I'm not going to help you. You know? I'm funny. A category of one.
So, yeah. So this week's transformation application, we're going to take one of the blind spots. I mentioned that sometimes I can be an over-coordinator because I'm also customizing things for all these individuals in a big project. So if you find yourself doing that, if you find yourself catering to too many people, okay, and you're thinking, oh, that's me. Just pause for a second, okay, and ask yourself, do I really need to do this? Okay, and is it serving the collective whole? So before you say yes to someone because you want to meet the individual need, take a moment to pause and ask you, do I really need to do that?
You could say, I'll consider that, thanks. might not, I will try, but might not be able to accommodate everything.
That's right. Well, this is a great episode, Pete. Thanks for sharing actually one of your greatest strengths. And I see it in so many different ways. And we look forward to next week where I think we're going to tackle positivity.
Yes.
All right.
Your signature strength. So
there you go.
Yeah, so well, until next week, we'll see you. Go transform your world.
Yep. Stay positive. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Transform Your Life podcast. We'll be releasing a new episode every Monday. So we hope you'll continue to tune in.
If you enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe, rate, and review the show on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. Your review helps the show to reach more people around the world.
If you're looking for coaching or more resources, follow us on Facebook, LinkedIn, or our Instagram page, From the Insight Out.
If you want to connect with me, Pete Cofarcio, go to petecoaching.com.
And if you want to connect with me, Steve Chua, go to stevechuaintl.com.
Remember, we want to help you transform your life
so that you can transform your world. Have an awesome week, everyone.